In the name of God, the Compassion and the Merciful. Hello, this is World News on Jamma Jam Network. Islamic Revolution leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has underscored the right by all nations to employ nuclear energy to guarantee their economic conditions and superior status of the next generations. In a message to the International Nuclear Disarmament Conference in called on the gathering to work out realistic mechanisms to counter the grave threat the proliferation and stockpiling of atomic weapons poses to the world. Ayatollah Khamenei has expressed surprise that the United States, the world's only nuclear criminal, falsely tries to champion the notion of non-proliferation, whereas it has not taken and will not take any serious step to that cause. The leader then stressed that the Iranian nation considers application of weapons of mass destruction as religiously banned. The two-day International Nuclear Disarmament Conference got underway in Tehran. Nuclear disarmament, non-proliferation, and the use of nuclear technology for peaceful purposes are the themes of the Congress. Our reporter Niloufar Pour Ebrahim has more.
Nuclear energy for all, nuclear weapons for none. This is the motto of Tehran's first international conference on nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation, a gathering on global hatred towards nuclear weapons. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is hosting at least 10 foreign ministers and 14 deputy foreign ministers, as well as nuclear experts and top envoys from several world organizations. In a speech, Ahmadinejad called for the formation of an independent international group to plan and supervise the disarmament of nuclear weapons. He also asked for the revision of the Non-Proliferation Treaty, as well as the suspension of IAEA membership for those states that possess, have used, or threaten to use nuclear weapons. Iran's security chief Saeed Jalili also in an address criticized the United States for its double standard approach to nuclear disarmament. Jalili blamed the U.S. and its allies for the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Jalili then underscored all nuclear projects by Iran are in line with the NPT and IAEA regulations.
I think it is a very good opportunity to put ahead a new view on the peace and security on the world.
But step by step through the conference, through finding common understanding of the necessity of such a policy, the policy of peace, a policy of disarmament, of course we can reach the end.
We should retain and strengthen the basic bargain of this treaty, which is all countries have the inherent rights for peaceful uses of nuclear energy. The recognized nuclear weapon states should continue their efforts in the area of disarmament in accordance with the Article 6 of the NPT Treaty, and we should do our utmost to strengthen the non-proliferation regime. Without progress in all three pillars, we would say that the global security architecture would be watered down.
The aim of the conference to work against nuclear arms is very noble and important. I would like to have more people from Western Europe, like the United States, here. It's very unfortunate they are not here.
Just a few hours ago, we spoke to Iran's ambassador to the IAEA at a newsroom and sought his perspective on the disarmament conference in Tehran.
Conference in Tehran is a manifestation of a political will and determination of Islamic Republic of Iran towards nuclear disarmament. Almost all participants insisted and emphasized on necessity of taking practical measures towards disarmament. Today we have already had a lot of practical suggestions, the steps that has been taken, should be taken. And I'm sure that these steps has to be taken in both in Vienna, in New York, and particularly we are at the eve of NPT review conference in New York, and therefore these steps will be realized there and in, will be translated into words, papers, positions, and therefore this is the first step that we will, of course, work towards that common goal. It means that from now on, Iran will be more active in the area of nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation.
Minister of Economy Shamseddin Hosseini says the national capital market has absorbed a considerable portion of the growing liquidity. Hosseini, who is also the government's economic spokesman, told reporters that the achievement came as the amount of savings with banks and the value of stock market transactions grew 27 and 26% respectively in the year to March 20th. According to the economy chief, Tehran Stock Exchange Index showed a 58% rise to 12,500 units year on year. The largest float glass factory in the Middle East came online in Ghazvin province, northwest of Iran. The factory took 6 years to be completed at a cost of $300 million. The factory enjoys the capacity of producing 120,000 square meters of glass from 1.2 to 19 millimeter thickness per day. 30% of the factory's output production will be exported to Europe. The plant has the capacity to produce 180,000 tons of glass annually. Large